Well, welcome back to Unfiltered. This week we have calm version of Sam week. So it's
more positive, Petey.
It's Petey's turn to go off. Before we start, I do have to do my housekeeping thing, which has actually worked, where people actually are sharing this thing.
Yes.
As a result, more people listened to our podcast, PD, last week than ever before.
I love it.
It's wonderful. So a shout-out goes to those who have shared it, and that is my friend Marty Rao, John Puente, Dr. John Puente, Jeff Bettsworth.
Mr. Betsy.
You heard of Betsy. And my buddy from Lincoln, Bud Seinhorst. So
thank you, guys.
Again, if anybody sees a social media post and you share it, we'd be happy to mention you on the air. You know, then you can become famous.
Famous.
And we'll share your name with all our tens of thousands of listeners. What you got to say this week, Petey? You got the floor this week. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah. You don't have to be quiet, per se, but it'd be nice to have a few things.
It might be
things.
Quick if I'm not.
It was good to get a victory. I think we called it. You know, we both predicted a victory in the home opener for Rule. Night game. The atmosphere was fun. You know, it was interesting with Harburg playing quarterback, not Sims. Kind of a different look, different game plan, but, you know, I think we got what we expected out of him. There was ups and downs. There wasn't anything crazy. I think we were fit to beat them, and I think we would have probably beat them with Sims too, but we got...
Petey, are you reading from notes?
No, this is supposed to be unfiltered.
Dude.
No, I'm unfiltered.
Okay.
I'm just looking
at
the
game.
I'm just looking at the game here, the GameCast.
I actually do have notes, but it's fine.
But, you know, it's just fun to finally get a win and actually beat a team somewhat convincingly and just kind of have the game in hand the whole time. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that.
It was a lot of fun. I was down there. It was a great atmosphere. Usually the opener is you know, the best representative as far as fans being into it.
Yep.
Couple that with the fact we have a new coach that we're, I think, hopeful about, or things are new. I always judge the kind of the fans by the tailgating situation, which I'm kind of in the thick of. it was great. The tailgate I was at, usually you can walk directly up to it, but this time there was like you had to walk through a thicket of two other tailgates just to get to my tailgate. Now my tailgate is on 9th and S. I guess we're announced this to the world. The one that I went to is on 9th and S. And so on 9th Street, people are walking to the game. And so you're just able to, and you're actually up about 4 feet, and mm-hmm. you're able to like basically fist pound or high five people as they go by. And I got to tell you, it was fun.
Energy was up.
I was getting everybody fired up. I'm like, you know, Husker fans, tougher than the Husker player, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm glad we didn't lay an egg because the fans certainly were into it.
Yep.
I have a friend of mine, Jeff Nemechek. Now I have to give him royalties, he says. But his dad is a former high school football coach. And so he looks at everything through the eyes of a coach. And he's one of those people that goes as early as you can go and sits up in the stands and just watches and observes and warm-ups. And he thought it was as well put together as he's seen in years. And
that's
he just really appreciated the fact that the way it was, the structure, the organization of it, and also the fact that Rule was they met at midfield several times, and Rule was doing a lot of hands-on
communicating
with the players, which T.O. used to always do. I remember mm-hmm. them years ago stretching, and he'd go talk to everybody out there stretching. so anyway, I just thought that was an interesting note. So I think the main thrust of what we got to talk about today, Petey, is do we have a quarterback controversy at the University of Nebraska?
You know what they always say. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. I don't know, man. I don't know if we have.
Coach Petey, if all things are equal and both quarterbacks are healthy, who are you going to start on Saturday against Louisiana Tech?
I think we have one more game to sort it out. So I think Harburg, after what he did last week, should get another look as far as the starters go. If Sims is healthy enough to play, I think we'll probably see some split reps. I think Harburg will probably get more, in my estimation, than Sims. A, probably because Sims is still nursing that injury, but B, they probably want to see what Harburg can do. And then the following week after that, it's not going to matter because Michigan,
baby.
Be
oh, we're going to keep them within 10 points.
No. Yeah, before kickoff.
So it's interesting because I went to the game, and after seeing Harburg in person, I was a little critical. He missed a couple. He threw behind a couple mm-hmm. guys, and yeah. It showed.
We're playing two teams, though, last week and this week, Louisiana Tech, that I think we can get away with that. So they're probably going to roll
with
him. We
can't get away with that forever. And so I was very critical. It's kind of like, people are texting me, oh, he's going to be the starter. I'm like, ah. And then I actually came home and watched the game on, because I recorded it, and I had a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And that is, that kid, it just showed a lot of grit, a lot of determination.
Tough runner.
He just, boy, put the head down. It kind of reminds me of the old Travis Turner from Scott's Bluff back in the day.
100 yards rushing.
Big kid. Yeah, big kid, strong kid, determined kid. Plays like he wants to be there kind of kid. So I'm glad I don't have to deal with it. But since then, we've discovered that we've lost our top two running backs. So my question to you is, which I've been sharing with my friends, and so far one told me, that's a good idea. What if they put Sims in, give him a little few running back action plays, put him in at the running back? What do you think about that? Of course, you don't want to get everybody hurt at the same time, but
might be able to get away with that against Louisiana Tech.
If they're both really good athletes, why not do that, man? No, do it against Michigan, dude. Yeah. Let's get our best athletes on the field. I mean, if that's what gives us the best chance to win, maybe they do that.
Yeah, that's an interesting take.
If he can hold on to the football, that would be wonderful.
Well, he wouldn't be taking snaps.
He wouldn't have to take a snap. They'll hand it. They'll hopefully hand it off to him in the proper way.
Right in the chest.
Right in the chest. Like, give the guy a bellyache. Yeah.
That's an interesting take.
If you get him on some jet sweeps or something, or I'm athletic, a brilliant mind when it comes to these things.
Have you talked to Rule about this?
No, he hasn't been returning my calls.
Oh, actually, no comment.
I have a couple of recruits I want to send to him too, but he hasn't taken it. So that was my thought of the day. Now, what are we going to do about running back? It's going to be interesting because they are going to put, from what I understand, they are going to play three running backs.
Yeah.
And so we've got two freshmen, this Johnson kid, which I've heard really good things about, and this other dude's name's Ives. Is he from the – I can't remember where he's from. Here we are on Filter. We don't know where these people are from. But
we really don't know what we're talking about.
Exciting, or it could be like really ugly. I mean, sometimes you get those young kids.
Spark plugs.
And they just – exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We need a spark. So maybe the glass isn't half empty. Maybe there's an opportunity here. Yeah. I don't know. Was it fun to watch the defense or what, dude?
Man, I love the way we follow the ball. Every time there was a tackle, there was five or six Nebraska players.
Yes, sir.
Right around the ball.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, we weren't missing
first
tackles.
First of all, we don't miss tackles in open field or with the others around us.
The pursuit of the ball is...
The angles are incredible.
100 times better than it's been the last 8 years.
I think this Coach White dude is, we're not going to make a statue for him just yet, but it's impressive. The thing that's impressive to me is that they're running a lot of these guys in and out. Everybody's playing. I mean, you got 20, 25 guys are playing on defense, and they're in these complicated sets where they have different formations. They're not lined up in 3-3... five the entire time. They might have four coming or five or whatever, but they're able to make these substitutions quick, and it's been effective.
No,
keep guys fresh, and there's no confusion. There it hasn't been any confusion. To me, that's coaching. I mean, this guy, I think we need to take whatever we gave Satterley and give it to White. But been very, so shout out to the D. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch, and obviously the ultimate. Not the ultimate, but we've got a huge test coming up
2 weeks
this week and next. But who knows? But I mean, this is a defense that I think has tied the nations for sacks right now. And I think the run defense, I think, is also right up there. I think it's like 1.21 yards per carry.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, dude, if you would have told me that before the season, I would have...
Even with these opponents, I would have
taken
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
I would have taken that over, like...
Just 1 year turnaround is pretty impressive. They've got one more week to really build on to what they're doing. And then it's going to get real. So, like, I don't want to look past Louisiana Tech.
I don't either. By the way, we've said Michigan twice. Just forget it. Louisiana Tech is no slouch. I get, you know, anytime you have some dude that you're going against who's a good receiver, and then on top of it, his name is Smoke. You're like, oh boy,
you better
here we go.
Have a good game playing for him.
We better have something to smother the smoke, dude.
It was fun watching Fedoni finally get involved. I feel like he was nothing for the first.
So I have a question about that. Yeah, I mean, it was great.
Two games.
But what was the whole shushing of the crowd? Like,
I don't
know. What
understand.
Was that all about, dude? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not.
I saw that too, and
I just thought it was wrong. I didn't like it. Like it, Fedoni. Don't do that.
My buddy was
I
over.
I know his aunt and uncle, so maybe they listen.
My buddy was over, and he was like, what was that about? He's a Hawkeye fan. He shall remain nameless because, you know.
Yes, he's not worthy of mentioning.
Anyway. He was over, and right when Fedoni did that, we were like, what is that? Like, why is he doing that? I don't know. Who knows? But
got that out of your system.
Welcome to the season.
Yeah. I mean, easy, dude. I mean, maybe you can, you know, why don't you do that to Michigan if you score the winning touchdown? I mean, let's not get too, we talked about last year, getting all TikTok-y on us. Don't get too ticky-talky on us. I mean, you know, it's fun to, let's play like and act like we've been there. Been there, done that. It's all business. It's got to be business. But well, I think Rhule has got it set up that way. I mean, I really like the way he's handled himself in the press conferences after this.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too high. He's not too low. He is definitely a process guy, and we just got to go back to the process. He's not going to stray from what he knows.
Yeah.
And that's all right with me. That's okay. That's why he was hired, for God's sakes, based on his track record. So let him freaking do his process. Let him do his system. Another question for you. Did you notice how he was licking his lips a lot?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people are saying, you're not going to need some chapstick. But another one person, a friend of mine, can't remember who, sorry, pointed out to me that's actually a sign of excellence. Who did that the most? Who's the athlete that used to do that all the most?
MJ.
Jordan. Yeah. Michael Jordan. Freaking Rhule must be pretty,
I mean,
he must be pretty freaking out there for excellence.
His
he was
lip
looking
licking
like a
is,
serpent, dude. He looked like a serpent.
His lip licking is Kirk Ferentz's gum chewing. You know, so
that's fine. I don't care if we get wins. You can lick your lips all day long, brah.
Yeah.
It was just interesting.
Hey, man.
To talk about.
Just, you know what? The process is the process. Like, it's our job, I think, this year's fans to not get too high or too low, regardless of how the season goes. Because I mean, we are in a severe hole as a program.
Yep.
It's a one game at a time thing. We got to trust Trev. We got to trust Rhule. That his process is what's going to work, because it's the hand we were dealt.
Yep.
I think we need to go in and take care of business this week against
Louisiana
Tech.
I think we will. So for the season, Sam is 3-0.
Yeah.
Petey's 2-1. So let's see if Sam can go 4-0. I've got to win next week, as do you.
Yep.
I mean, what do we have? We have any predictions for that?
Yeah, let's go 27-17. Win.
Is that what you had last week,
Dan? I don't know.
No, you had 24-14 last week. 27-17, huh? 10 points. Yeah, I think it's going to be right there in that 10-point range also.
I think we're good enough to win and handle it the whole time, but I think it's going to be... We're not going to blow anyone out for a long time.
No.
That's just not going to happen.
Two running backs are down. I'm going to go...
I had a good pick, didn't I? 24-14.
Really pretty good. I'm going 28-17.
Okay. Now,
one more thing I want to talk about. There was just a article in the World Herald that we pulled up prior. We actually did some research, listeners, like 10 seconds prior to the podcast. There was an article that just came up on the Omaha Weird Herald. You know, we talked about them the last time. But anyway, I guess I still am reading their garbage. But Coach Satterlee was interviewed and said that he wants to pass more. He wants to pass more. We're right up there with the military academies of this country as far as how many times we pass a game, which is 21.7.
You lose your two top running backs, you're going to pass
and
more.
And this guy, I guess that's probably as he's setting the expectations, isn't he? But I don't know that... I don't know. It's the Big Ten coming around the corner, and dude, I don't think we're gonna.
We need to run clock.
That's
what we need to do.
Yes, exactly. So right.
But what do we know?
Huh?
I said, but what do we know?
I know enough to be disappointed for many years. Did I send you the picture of the guy that the T-shirt that said I saw on Saturday said Saturdays are made for pain and suffering.
The big red N and pain.
Yeah, I just not get too cute about. I mean, coach, you know, okay, we have 21.7. Okay, let's go up to 24 passes a game, but. If we start getting into this 35 passes a game, brah.
Those are going the other direction.
This is the Big Ten we're in.
Well, look at who's throwing the ball, too. Like, come on, man. We don't have, like, Archie Manning sitting back there.
No.
It's
Harburg. Some
easy. Take it easy.
All right.
Pick your next words carefully.
Listeners, I know listeners are thinking the same thing.
I know we're unfiltered, Sam, but
we have some kid from Kearney and some kid who's not from Kearney. So just take it easy.
Closing statements.
I mean, 20 years ago, dude, you could say this stuff. I guess not anymore. Whatever. I love them both. Closing statements. No, you know what? We're experiencing something here that we really didn't experience a lot last year, and that is I'm looking forward to the next game.
Optimism.
A little hope, a little optimism, not false expectations, or we don't, you know, we think we're going to win.
We're managing expectations well.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, I guess that's why we continue to do this podcast, because it's, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, and we're excited to find out, so...
Let's go get them. Go get one more win before the tough part of the schedule shows up.
Before the real schedule shows up.
Yeah. Yep. Boom. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.